Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, UCM family, and if you happen to be a new listener, we welcome you and pray the Lord blesses you in this time we share together every Monday through Friday at the same time. As I brought last week's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the subject of restoration. And, you know, our hearts, the heart of every Christian, those who really love God and are concerned about the lost and about what God is doing in this hour, are praying for revival. But as I was thinking about that, since this subject is on the subject of restoration, I believe the church needs to be restored to be in a place of sanctification, of holiness, of repentance, of seeking God before we can see revival. You know, that again, I go back and back to that 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And so I believe God is doing a quick work. I know people are praying. I believe the intercession and the concern for our nation, for the nations of the world, for the people of God, as well as the multitudes that are in the valley of decision, God is moving rapidly. He says He will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Isn't that correct? In the latter days, and He is going to bring to pass in the church everything He spoke through the mouth of His holy prophets, recorded in the Word. In the last day church, we are going to see a restoration of the fear of the Lord, of consecration to the Lord, of praise and worship. We're going to see miracles and healings and signs and wonders because the word is being preached. These things will be seen again in His church, and the glory of the Lord will fill His house. That's what's happened in revival. There's nothing like a miracle to turn the head of an unbeliever, and they will know, especially some impossible situation or physical condition, they will know there is a God in heaven. We were looking also at Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 26, and then we moved on. It talks about he saw a church, that's what Jeremiah did, that would be the fulfillment of burnt offerings and the meat offerings. And of course, all these natural sacrifices were fulfilled in Jesus. But the sacrifice of praise is an offering, a sacrifice that New Testament priests, you and I, can offer. And so Jeremiah is literally saying there's going to be a tremendous ingathering in the last day church. People will come from everywhere bringing spiritual sacrifices as well as the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. There's more than the sacrifice of praise. I preached on that once, but we need to stay on target. So let's just refer and go back to Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 19, and it talks about the restoration of praise, and it will be the restoring of the voices of thanksgiving and joy. In fact, let me read verse 17 following those three verses. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be builded upon her heap, and the palace shall remain upon the manor thereof. We are spiritual Israel. God's going to do this to natural Israel and spiritual Israel, which is the Gentile church. Two have become one in Christ, Jew and Greek. Amen. So let me read that. And out of them, verse 19, shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress him. Press them, praise God. And so those verses 20 and 21 promise that God is going to establish the last day church in his presence, and also he's going to multiply the congregation. God promises to train ministries of the last day church in the midst of the congregation. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 2 and 3. So, beloved, the Spirit of God is sweeping through the church. Waves of repentance are coming, causing people to be cleansed as God refines and purifies his people. I want to turn to Malachi 3:3, but you know, this morning I was just reading Psalm 38, which is one of David's Psalms, and he's basically praying to the Lord. He said, Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. And he goes on, he's not well. He said, there's no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. Not only his physical body, but his spirit, man, his emotions are all just consuming him. Verse 4, for mine iniquities are gone over my head, and as an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. I'm going to skip. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. My heart panteth, my strength faileth. As for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. And verse 15, for in thee, O Lord, do I hope, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. And let me read verse 17, I'm ready to halt. My sorrow is continually before me. And this is what the verse that jumped out at me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. You know, David was under the old covenant. God was very clear. He made things simple. You would be blessed. You would be prospering. You know, he goes through that in Deuteronomy. But if you cease to do that, then you will suffer curse and plague and all those horrendous things that are listed in Deuteronomy. And so he was realizing that spiritual truth, and he knew that repentance was the way out. And he said, forsake me not, O Lord, my God, be not far from me. And of course, God was always faithful to a contrite heart and a repentant spirit. But in the new covenant, beloved, we possess healing by right of covenant. Of course, the Old Testament people did too, but it's, in the New Testament, it's been sealed by the blood of Jesus. And so we need to be clear. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. God does not send sickness. In fact, even under the old covenant, it's a matter, if you really study those Hebrew words, it's a matter of allowing. And that is, you know, even the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into allowing. Do not, Lord, allow that the evil things, the work of the enemy, to come against me. And so, we can see throughout the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, the importance and the need of repentance. Let's now turn to Malachi, the third chapter. Let me Start at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who is able to abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? Talk about the fear of the Lord, beloved, for he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Listen to this. This is for you and me. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. Those are the priests. Those are those who ministered actually in connection and service to the priests. He shall purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Praise God. And so the Spirit of God is causing people to repent, to be cleansed. Just as he purifies his people, he purifies, you know, the sons of Levi. And actually, I read years ago, someone, minister shared this, the sons of Levi really are fivefold ministry. Who were the priests? They're all of God's people. Isn't that right? Levi served as a servant and a helper to the priesthood. We are kings and priests unto our God. So Malachi 3:3 tells us that when the sons of Levi are purged as by fire, as silver and gold, they will offer unto the Lord offerings of righteousness, and the offering of Judah will be pleasant unto the Lord. Praise God. So that restoration of joy and gladness that is mentioned in Jeremiah, beloved, it is coming. Well, my time has just flown, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast on the subject of restoration. I hope you're getting excited in the spirit as you hear these beautiful words penned by the prophets. There should be a stirring and excitement that, yes, Lord. And beloved, before I even came to the Lord, God gave me a scripture, and it's one of my life scriptures, and I share it with you. I'll share it with you. You can stand on it too. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. So he is going to do that work. Praise God. Well, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write if there's things, habits, addictions, habit patterns, anything that would be hindering your walk with the Lord, please write, and I will personally pray for you. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family, even if you don't write. Now, I can't pray specifically if I don't know, but I do invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.